This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right back here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We talk with Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I want you to be really honest here. How much more do you look forward to these interviews after a victory than a loss?
About 110%.
So. All right, fantastic. And I know there's a lot to talk about from the game that's ultra positive. I have a bigger picture question real quick. Do you guys feel comfortable, or do you think the team feels comfortable that this upcoming week, Schultz and Gallup can go and they'll be good to go going forward?
Well, that's certainly hopeful. I mean, we were, you know, thinking both of them might have had a shot last week, but, you know, we got to see how the week plays out, but we're certainly optimistic, as well as Connor McGovern.
And does Connor McGovern then, I guess, let's just say if he were good to go, does he instantly go back to left guard, or does he rotate with Jason Peters? What would be the thought process there?
Well, that's what the coaches will work out this week. I don't want to get ahead of it, and we'll see, you know, see how this week plays out. But I think he's got a chance to be in the picture as well, which just should solidify our offensive line play. I thought Jason Peters did some nice work in there at left guard, and I thought Farniak did well as well. So I just think it's you know, good to continue to get this depth. As you see across the league, you know, not everybody's fortunate enough to have that. I think our offensive line's really coming together as a group and really doing a nice job.
Stephen, I'm very interested in this defense. They were phenomenal last night, and it looks like you I used this example this morning. It looks like you've given a guy a garage full of every tool he could possibly ask for, and Dan Quinn has that, and it looks like he knows how to is there anything that's missing from this defense that you'd like to add, or is it pretty much we got Dan Quinn everything he needs?
Well, I mean, you can always look to get better. I don't ever want to dismiss that. But certainly, we've got a good group of men that, you know, Dan's certainly done a great job of being able to verbalize and really help us as an organization understand what he's trying to get accomplished. And in particular, our personnel department with Will and Jerry and myself and his scouts. I just, you know, Dan's done a great job of, you know, really helping us know who he wants and what he needs. And, you know, I do think we've got a good group. I not only think we got, you know, good frontline players, but we've got great depth. And certainly that helps when you're in the fourth quarter and you're able to keep people fresh and come in late in the game when you need it the most, as we saw last night. I thought we had some of our best pressures there at the end of the game, you know, when the Giants were trying to make a comeback. So I do feel like, you know, Dan's got a great group of men over there. The play style is great. I think, you know, certainly we're getting better and better each week.
On the offensive front, I know you mentioned already we'll see about the progress of Schultz. I was kind of curious what you thought about the play of Hendershot and Ferguson in their stead last night.
Yeah, my hat's off to those young guys. They've come in. You know, first of all, they made a statement by making the team. You know, we're going with two rookie tight ends as part of the three. Another young one in McKeon, who's on our practice squad, who came up and did a nice job for us last night. But I do think Ferguson and Hendershot both are guys, you know, as we saw last night, that can come in and the game's not too big for them and make plays. So, you know, it'd be great to get Schultz back. I mean, he's the leader in that room. He's one of the leaders on our offense. It'd be great to have him back. But at the same time, it was great to see, you know, those three young guys step up last night. And, and give us production at that spot.
Where have you been most impressed with Cooper Rush starting these two games?
I just think, one is his leadership. He's got the confidence of the team. I think two is getting the team in rhythm. I think three is, his knowledge of the offense and knowing where to go with the ball and how quick he gets the ball out. I think last night we came away with basically, I don't think they got a sack. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I don't think they had that many pressures either. So it was, but I think part of that hats off to Cooper as well. I mean, we all want to start by giving credit to the offensive line. They pay their guys too. And I thought the offensive line did a great job. But you also, it's really nice when you got a quarterback back there who knows right where to go with the ball and gets it out in a timely fashion.
Noah Brown, I've been, I think I told Kevin this earlier, I've been unnecessarily a Noah Brown guy for a while because he didn't have a lot of stats to go along with it. You know, he didn't have a lot of opportunities, but here he is in the last few games here showing that he's been prepared for that moment. What's been the thing maybe that's been holding him back from getting this opportunity? And then where do you look at him right now and go, man, how much he's helping this team?
You know, one of my themes has been, and our themes has been, is give people opportunities, give people a chance and see what might happen. And he reminds me a little bit of Miles Austin in terms of Miles being a great special teams player around here. Certainly Noah was. Miles did a lot of the dirty work blocking, digging people out, in the run game. And then, boy, Austin got his chance in Kansas City, and the rest was history. And I think that's true for true for Noah. I think, it's not any different than Tyler Smith getting an opportunity to go play left tackle. I mean, he certainly answered the bell. It's not any different to watch CD progress now. And, after a tough drop there, I mean, what a response. I mean, he came back and, played elite football in my mind after, had the disappointing drop there. And certainly, I think I think CD was looking for that end zone before he caught the ball. Mm. And I think you just give some of these athletes that, are willing to be football players and do the dirty work and play special teams and give them an opportunity. And it's amazing how guys like this can thrive. Brock Marion's another one that comes to mind that just came in as a special teams player, a punt blocker. And then he got a chance to play safety and became a Pro Bowl safety. So, some of these guys, they're just football players. They're willing to do what it takes. The other things on Noah's list is, he's overcome some injuries, and he didn't let that deter him. A lot of guys, unfortunately, don't get through those type of situations, and they retire and move on to other things in life. But, I think Noah's the ultimate example of a guy who's done everything the right way, and it's paying off for him.
Do you feel that way at all? I know these are totally different players, but – there's every now and again, I kind of feel that way about Leighton Vander Esch, who's been written off maybe a couple of different times in his career, maybe even last season at the beginning of the season. What have you thought about his play maybe in the second half of last season and then to start this year?
Well, I mean, hats off. I agree with you. I mean, I think the hardest thing about Leighton, too, is Leighton started off on top of the world. I mean, he was came in here as a rookie Pro Bowler, I actually think, and everybody had him, him and Jalen as the top two young linebackers in our league. And then both of them, Leighton in particular, went through an injury situation there, and he was able to overcome it. And, he had some disappointments, I know, in free agency. And I know he knows how much we think of him and vice versa, and decided to come back here and, play a prove-it-out deal on a one-year deal. And, he's just been outstanding for us.
So Dak hinted yesterday to a couple of the media members that he could play against the Washington Commanders. If Dak on Friday or Saturday says, I'm ready to go, I want to start, who stops him?
Well, I just think that's something that, you come to a consensus on something like that. I mean, you got to love the competitive nature. That's what everybody in this organization loves about Dak. Never want to underestimate him. You never – certainly want a second guess. I mean, this guy's a competitor. He certainly wants to be in there helping this football team. But I know between, I think we got one of the best training staffs in the NFL and Britt Brown and in terms of the rehab and Jim Maurer. I know the coaching staff is going to certainly do what's in Dak's best interest. I mean, there's that old saying, sometimes you got to protect a person from himself. And, you know, this is probably going to be one of those that we got to make sure that, you know, he's not pushing the envelope, because we all know, you know, Dak would, you know, probably push the issue probably to a point of detriment if we don't stay on top of it. But I'm confident the organization will make a great decision here in terms of timing of when Dak's ready to return to play.
Can I at least pencil him down, with all that being said, as out for Sunday then?
As I said, they're going to work through that this week. And it'll be, you know, we got really smart people. You know, we'll all be looking at how he does, how he feels, and what we think is in the best interest of Dak.
What do you feel like Dak does better than Cooper Rush?
I think he's, I mean, let's start with the fact that he's the quarterback on this team. I mean, the whole team looks to him for leadership. You can see he's the ringleader down there, you know, in terms of, you know, really fired up about when this team has success, whether it's Cooper or anyone else on this team. You know, the other thing, obviously, I think Dak's, you know, mobility-wise, you know, he's a better athlete. And then, you know, just experience. I mean, Dak's been around, seen it, won playoff games, won a lot of football games, had a lot of success. So, Cooper, take nothing away from Cooper. I mean, the run he's had here going back to Minnesota last year and winning these two, you know, tough football games against a Super Bowl team last year in the Bengals, and then a team that was, you know, came in at home 2-0 and playing good football. So, you know, it's a, I think a lot of people were questioning, had we taken care of this backup quarterback situation the right way? And, you know, certainly, this team has a lot of confidence in Cooper, and he's certainly shown that he deserves that.
Did you think those questions were fair at all, though, given that the team had exposed Cooper Rush to being picked up by other teams at a couple of different points?
I think one thing to be clear here on being exposed to being picked up, I mean, he couldn't have been claimed. He was a veteran. He got to choose where he wanted to be, where he wanted to play, and certainly, you know, he was, you know, we know he loves playing in Dallas, loves the situation that he's in. And certainly, you know, he was a free agent last year, and we were able to get him. And so, you know, it was something that we were confident in. But, you know, certainly had a team been sitting out there with a lot of money, he had to consider that. But we felt good about that situation. And certainly, I don't know that he's going to be exposed again in terms of just anything, but I know he's not going to be exposed. And so in terms of a team maybe wanting to set up out there and offer him, you know, quite a bit of money, but we're just fortunate to have him. I like our quarterback situation. I like Will Greer behind Cooper. As we all know, Will was having a great camp as well and was pushing Cooper for that second spot. So, I think we've got a, you know, like a lot of positions on this football team, and, you know, this team's getting healthier. You know, we're bringing guys back. Curse is not too far away. We mentioned the other guys. So, you know, I think we've got a good situation here with some good depth, with some good young players that should get better each week.
Stephen Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan after a Cowboys victory. And Cooper Rush did have minus -2 rushing yards last night, but your running back balance was fantastic. Lots, I mean, Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. What were your thoughts on going into the game and how they executed there?
Well, I just think they're a great complement to one another. They're a great tandem. They support each other. They're competitive. They want the ball. I think last night's just a prime example of what they can do with Zeke's physicality, with Pollard's juice. You know, I still say we can't get Pollard enough times the ball in space. I know he didn't have any receptions, but, you know, he's certainly capable of that as well in the right situations. But it turned out, you know, we took advantage. I thought Kellen was outstanding with his game plan and his play calling. And, you know, it worked out. We left, you know, we left some things on the board out there, you know, in terms of, you know, having some opportunities maybe to, you know, do some things even better than it turned out in the game. And, you know, I thought that was a tough one on the pass interference call that wasn't called. But I know we got our share of calls as well. So those things, those things work themselves out. And I do think the drop, you know, with CD, I think it motivated him. And I think it's as tough as he was on himself for not catching that one, I think he came back and made it up in spades. So I do think we can get better as a football team. And I think we will. I think we're one of the youngest teams. I don't have the exact stats right here in front of me, but we're one of the younger teams. And, you know, it was mentioned last night, we're a homegrown team as well. Most of this team is made up of players that, as an organization, that we either drafted or brought in through college free agency, and guys that have grown here. And then we've got a lot of young guys who are on the come as well. So I think this team should get better week in and week out.
So, Steven, I know last night was awesome for the Jones family. Can you give us your thoughts on Saturday night at AT&T Stadium and how tough it was for maybe your dad right there, where if that field goal gets in there, he's handing a trophy off to Arkansas instead he has to give it to A&M?
Maybe.
Well, it's tough on all three of us. Obviously, Jerry lead the pack, but because he actually passed the trophy to the Aggies, and it was an amazing game, a hard-fought game. I thought the Aggies played well and took advantage of some mistakes the Razorbacks made. But it was close to being a lot of fun, not only for Jerry, but for myself and John Steven, who just finished his career up there. And, you know, we were certainly, as we all do, as alumni of our school, we root for our school, but also want to be very complimentary of A&M. And the team they have, they've got a really good young team, and know they're going to, you know, down the home stretch, I know they're going to have a great year, and hopefully our Hogs will as well.
Now, the last thing I got for you, a couple weeks ago, you specifically told us not to panic, and that was clearly wise advice.
It was very wise.
After two straight wins, I'm assuming I know the answer, but the organization, you view this Cowboys team as a playoff contender, yes? Or a division contender, even.
Well, we certainly are. Our thoughts, and I think Jerry was clear, you know, we have championship thoughts, and it all starts with, you know, it all starts with having a good football team during the season and, you know, getting into the tournament. But we've got a lot of work to do. As I said, we're very young. We have to get better week in and week out. I do think we're getting healthier, and I do think we will get better. But there's a lot of wood to chop, a lot of work to do. Just as I said a couple weeks ago, don't panic. The last thing we need to do is rest on the fact that we won two games in a row. Like, this team has to continue to get better, and I certainly think we can do that.
Excellent. Appreciate every week with you. We'll catch up with you this next Monday.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go. Steven Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. A couple of interesting injury updates. He's like, look, I hear what you're saying, but maybe we can't 100% rule out Dak. But McGovern's coming back. Sounds like they feel good about Gallup and Schultz again, so we will see on that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.